Eagle 98.1, The Rock Station. Well, we are in the midst of event season. Spring here in Louisiana brings so many incredible events, and to the Baton Rouge area too. Another one to tell you about happening on Thursday, April 20th, related to food. On the line with me now is Haley Judd. She is with the LSU Ag Center Botanic Gardens, and we're talking about gourmet in the garden. Haley, thank you so much for joining us on Eagle this afternoon.
Thanks so much for having me.
So tell us all about Gourmet in the Garden. I know it's Thursday, but what can we expect at this great event?
Yeah, this year, Gourmet in the Garden is back for the first time since 2019, post-COVID, and we're super excited. We partner with the Louisiana Culinary Institute and Republic National Distributing Company to put on a competition between local bars and restaurants, and a competition between the pastry students at LCI. It's really a great opportunity for the community to come out and try small plates and creative cocktails from their favorite bars and restaurants and some new bars and restaurants, and also just to enjoy the garden. The Rose Garden is in full bloom, and it's sort of the main space for the event. And so it's a really special springtime event focused on our local vendors.
Yeah, and I absolutely love the LSU Ag Center Botanic Gardens, too. So that in and of itself, as you mentioned, is a treat to be able to enjoy Thursday evening.
Definitely. We're closed to the public when it gets dark outside, and so it's sort of a special end to enjoy the gardens in the evening.
So what kind of folks are going to be out there? I see your favorite local restaurants and 18 small plates and 18 cocktails, 4 desserts. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we have a lot of local vendors, some new spots like Library Wine and Provisions out in Prairieville. Rock Paper Taco is bringing a cocktail this year. Mother's Lounge, which is a new bar opening downtown. It's not even open yet. They are going to come and give everybody a sneak peek of their cocktail and some food that they'll be serving at the lounge. The Arcade, a new vintage video game themed bar on Government Street, is coming. They are a sister of Duvick's, and so we're excited about those two cocktails coming. And then Midtap and Tap 65 are some new spots we have in Baton Rouge that are going to be joining us as well. They're competing in both food and cocktail competitions. So we're really excited for all the new faces. We've got some return competitors who come every year. And so it's a really stiff competition, and we can't wait to see what everybody brings and what everybody's favorites are this year.
So how does the competition itself work?
So there's 3 categories. We're keeping it simple this year, first year back. There's best dish, best cocktail, and best pastry. And so after you've tried all 18 cocktails and all 18 small bites and all 4 desserts, you'll be able to scan a QR code at one of the tents nearby and check the boxes of 3 of your favorite dishes, 3 of your favorite cocktails, and then your favorite dessert. And then at the end of the night, once everybody's voted, we have a little award ceremony where we recognize everyone and we announce our winners. And the first place prize this year is a trophy and a poster which all of the competitors signed. And so you more or less are winning bragging rights amongst your peers. And then, you know, second and third place for those categories get some awesome gift baskets with some really nice treats in them. It's all about the competition, but it is still all about the food and the cocktails for the guests.
And also proceeds from the event are going towards what?
Proceeds from the event go towards our educational programming and beautification of the garden. So educational programming for both us and LCI, it really just helps us maintain the gardens and support those amenities for our community.
We're chatting with Haley Judd. She is the communications coordinator of the LSU Ag Center Botanic Gardens Gourmet in the Garden, happening on Thursday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And Haley, how can I get there? What do I wear if I want to go? Where can I learn more information?
Yeah, absolutely. So tickets are sold at eventbrite.com, and you can find more information on the Botanic Gardens website. That's lsuagcenter.com/botanicgardens. What should you wear? You should wear your finest garden party attire. We're calling it cocktail garden casual, but we want everybody to feel good and enjoy the cool last few nights of a cool spring and just really have a lot of fun.
I see here that you also have to be 21 and up, which I think is important to mention here for the purpose of our interview also.
Absolutely. 21 and up, just because there is alcohol served. And, once you're in and you are 21 and you have your wristband, you can float around and move freely and try everything. So just to make it easy on our vendors, all guests should be 21 and up.
Again, all food and drink included in the cost of the ticket, 18 small plates, 18 cocktails, 4 desserts with coffee pairings, and competing for bragging rights, which when it comes to food competitions is a really big deal here in Louisiana, isn't it, Haley?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us and telling us all about this event today. And we wish you the best of luck on Thursday night.
Well, thanks so much for having me.